Well, certainly for the people of England, the fact that there's so many actually out, you know, waiting obviously to see the torch go past, and already has been in the south of my constituency, if you like, down in Braceby Cheath, where it's come through and into South Park, and down Cannock Hill, there's obviously been lots of people out, and in fact some people have been queuing up since, you know, the early afternoon, which just shows that people are, you know, really keen to see the Olympic torch come past. And I think it's great for our city that it's come here. I think there's going to be some good events this evening, obviously up at Yarborough, down at the Brayford Pool, and also down at Braceby Cheath, where I'll be attending later on. And earlier today I was with the city dignitaries, if you like, and various other VIPs up at the Yarborough Centre, watching the Lincolnshire School Sports, which was tremendous. And there's over 1,500 children there from across the county, and it was great to see them. And in some ways, it was a bit like a mini Olympic Games, and the fact that they all came out, went round the circular part of the running track. And it was a really good opening ceremony that we had there. So, and great, you know, all credit to the people who've organised that. You know, fair play to them, because it was a lot to put on. I think it was 52 schools were represented from across the constituency. And, you know, PC coaches who were actually bringing people in, obviously did a tremendous job getting them all here on time, and obviously transporting some of them home already. But I think over half of those 1,500 children who've attended the sports day today are going to be there tonight at the Yarborough event, which is all good stuff.
Yeah, it's great stuff. So what about for Lincoln then in the future? Are we going to see a lot more athletics here in Lincoln?
Well, I hope so, but I think there's, as I've maybe mentioned before, there's plenty of other sports, not just athletics, that are involved in the Olympics. And I think it's great, you know, because sometimes, you know, team sports, whether it's football, netball, cricket, tennis, as an individual sport, they might not be right for everybody, but there are so many other sports. There's archery. You know, we have a great archery club here in Lincoln, who has had some dealings with, and the fact that I won the archery competition down at Parliament about a year ago, so I managed to win some money, which I passed on to them, obviously for some kit. So there's archery, there's shooting, there's various other events right across the board that, you know, people can either do individually or as team games, and we're going to see all those. You know, yes, it's all taking place, obviously, down south, the majority of them, and obviously centred on London with the Olympics, but the whole country, I think, is certainly being taken along by Olympic mania.